She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Here on Naturally Savvy, we love our omega-3s. As a matter of fact, NaturallySavvy.com has some great challenges, and one of them has to do with, are you taking your omega-3s and getting more omega-3s? And so we are thrilled to have Eliza Legat on the program. Actually, I should say back on the program. Hi, Eliza.
Hey, great to be here.
It's great to have you back. So we're going to talk about some misconceptions about stress and omega-3s. Maybe I'm too stressed. I can't talk, Eliza. I don't know what's happening. But seriously, I really think this is such an important topic because we need to know what's going on. What are some of the misconceptions that you hear?
Well, you know, a lot, because I work in the health food industry, a lot of the people that I talk to are pretty aware of this need already. They're pretty educated. They take their supplements and they think, you know what, I'm taking everything I need. I don't understand why I'm feeling this particular symptom, whatever it may be. And what is so crucial for us to recognize is that, you know, there are some things that are great for us. There are some things that are good for us. And there are some things that are essential for us. And you know as well as I do that omega-3 are one of the most important and essential things that we need, but also that we're really commonly deficient in. So when we talk about, you know, taking something for stress, or maybe we're taking adaptogenic herbs, or maybe we're taking something for our thyroid, those are all really important and crucial. However, the thing to remember with omega-3s are that they make everything else work better. Because when we take omega-3 and we store these fat and we accumulate them in our cell membranes, they're becoming part of us, and they also make they make the cells able to communicate with one another better. So whenever you're taking any other supplement, it's actually going to enhance the function by getting a significant amount of omega-3 in your diet. So I think the most common thinking is, I already take a fish oil, so how could I possibly be deficient? And the answer is that most of us are, even if we're taking a fish oil.
Well, I think what's important to note, too, is that our bodies don't make omega-3s. And from what I understand, Eliza, and you can confirm, is that there are over 8,000 studies that have been done on omega-3s and their benefits. And I know, I tell people this all the time, that a great website is omega-research.com, which I know if people are like, oh, you know, where's the research? They can go to that website and they can find it out. And there really are so many studies. So I love that you're saying that, because for most people, and I think what it comes down to is, perhaps they don't even know what the dosage they should be taking is, or maybe is it that their bodies aren't absorbing it? Maybe explain to us why that even if they're taking a supplement, they're still deficient, or they still can be deficient.
Well, you're right. We do have more research and more evidence supporting inclusion of omega-3 than any other supplement, and even more than a lot of currently recommended pharmaceutical interventions. Not to mention that unlike the pharmaceutical interventions, we have zero incidences of side effects or any morbidity or mortality associated with taking omega-3. So only benefits to be had. But the main reason why someone would probably not ever get to the point where they have enough omega-3 stored in their body to help them respond to all the stress and any sort of confrontation that we may be inundated with in our daily lives, the main impediment is the fact that most of us eat a diet which is teeming with omega-6 fats. Now, omega-6 fats, you also probably know, are the other family of essential fats, and they are essential, and part of their essentiality stems from the fact that they promote an inflammation response in our body. In other words, they make us more likely to feel more inflamed. We want some inflammation, but we don't want that much, you know what I mean? Most of us are dealing with too much inflammation, so we're eating a fat in great excess from places like vegetable oil, soybean oil, corn oil, and places such as that. We're eating that in great amounts, and it not only promotes inflammation, it actually competes with omega-3 in our body. So there's a constant fight going on. With every bite of food, we're always making the choice whether we're going to resolve inflammation in the case of omega-3, or if we're going to be having a tendency to promote it in the case of omega-6. And most of us, unless we're really scrutinizing those labels and weeding out the soybean oil, weeding out the corn oil, the safflower oil, the sunflower oil, and making sure we're only eating wild-caught animals or, wild free-ranging animals, then most of us are just still eating a lot of that soy and corn. So we're really driving up our omega-6, and that's the main competitor with omega-3.
Now, speaking of figuring out what you're eating, that's where, Andrea, tell us about the omega-3 challenge that you have on NaturallySavvy.com.
Well, basically, we've just launched, right? If you go to naturallysavvy.com/challenges, we launched an omega-3 challenge. And Eliza, this is what's interesting for you as well, is that we're teaching people why it's important and also how they can get it into their diet. So if they go to the challenge page, they scroll down to the bottom, they could sign up for the omega-3 challenge, and then we go through the steps to teach them what to eat, how much to take, and also we talk a little bit about the research and what you're talking about. And we love, you know, companies like Nordic Naturals and Barleen's and Carlson. I mean, you guys are amazing companies that really help to make a difference and give fish oil a great name. So these are brands that we're Naturally Savvy, you know, is 100% behind. And, you know, we love Nordic Naturals and all you guys. So we're happy that you're here today.
That is awesome. And one of the things that is the best way to get your omega-3 levels up is most of us take maybe 500 to 1,000 milligrams a day, maybe more. But it's even interesting that of all organizations, even the FDA says everyone can safely take 3,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA. And interestingly, in the great amount of research we have supporting omega-3 inclusion in the diet, we know that 3,000 milligrams daily is going to move the needle for most people. That's going to get them over that hump of just a constant competition and make sure that the omega-3 starts to win that competition with our diet and with our food choices.
Now, does the omega-3s, the more you eat or if you have enough, is that going to help with your stress level?
Well, the wonderful thing about omega-3s is they help with everything. So your stress may be different than my stress. My stress tends to manifest as maybe a feeling of low mood, or maybe I feel very overwhelmed. Some people might get their stress manifesting as angry outbursts, forgetfulness, pain, increased proclivity to feeling shortness of breath. It's different for everyone. So it can help us, especially this time of the year when we're navigating the crazy crowds and our immune system is having to work so much harder because there's so much more it's confronted with. Omega-3s will enhance the function and performance of every single cell in our body's ability to communicate, to manage those challenges, and also to be able to prepare for whatever the next oncoming onslaught may be.
Yeah, I know I'm a huge proponent of omega-3s. And in fact, I tell, you know, the folks at Nordic Naturals all the time that my little ones just absolutely love their products, and they love the little strawberry ones. And my 3-year-old and my 9-year-old fight over them. And there's like tug of war going on. No, they're mine. I want them back. So we laugh all the time. I mean, I think personally as a holistic nutritionist and someone who's been in the natural health industry for 15 years now, I think that omega-3s are absolutely crucial, and I think all of us need to be taking them daily for brain development, also for inflammation, as you talked about. So I really think it's one of those things that, in my book, it's one of my top 5 supplements that we need to be taking, especially because we can't make it. So I really think that, you know, and I love topics like this because they get me excited, because there are things that we can do to help people really improve the quality of their life, and omega-3s are just really one of those places that it's not an option. Right, Eliza? It's
one of the simplest things that you can do, one of the best gifts you can give your body. Go to omega-research.com and explore the research. If you visit nordicnaturals.com, you'll be given a free sample of our delicious, fresh, great-tasting oils, and you'll be able to find out for yourself how wonderful they can be.
I totally agree. Well, thank you so much for being on our show today. And you could learn more at nordicnaturals.com, like Eliza just said, or you could follow them on Twitter at Nordic Naturals. And Eliza, what's your Twitter handle really quickly?
E-Leggett, E-L-E-G-A-T-T.
Perfect. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Have a great holiday and stay well.